Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler. Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we're your podcast personal trainers for today, the 20th of January.
That would be it's approximately now 17 days till we leave for Costa Rica.
And yeah,
because
pretty much.
31 days. Yeah. So the math.
Yeah, there it is.
It's not 16, it's 17.
I was thinking from today that they were actually recording it. So I was like, wait.
I did the math.
Yeah.
20.
Way to go.
I know. So yeah, that's exciting.
It is. It is. I've dropped a total of around 15 pounds.
Okay.
Which is lower than I wanted, but considering part of it was during... Sorry, Tyler's stomach has been growling for the last, like,
five minutes.
Yeah,
like, pretty consistently. I ate.
And the only thing I could figure is we went and got coffee, because I was out at the house, and Tyler got some.
I'm not much of a coffee drinker, and I just got myself a mocha, and it's... I don't know. It's doing something to my stomach. I don't feel it. It's just making some noises.
Huh. So if you guys hear that, there it is. I was listening to a podcast because I forgot what we had talked about before I posted it. And you can really hear, like, I was pouring water in the kitchen. And you could hear me pouring water, like, clearly.
Oh, cool.
Clear as a bell.
There's a couple that I can hear when you type.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I try not to listen to them. But sporadically, I'll, like, when I... because I subscribe to us.
Right.
So I just want to get rid of it in the sense of like, so it shows that I've listened to it a little bit, so it doesn't show that I have a new one. And occasionally I'll get in and I'll be like, I'll listen for like 30 seconds to a minute. I find that if I listen long enough, I get annoyed with myself. Like I just, well no, it's not so much I get annoyed, it's I over critique myself and like just go, wow, I'm kind of a loser. And I just kind of.
Right. Well, sometimes that's good to know. Yeah, whatever. So today we are going to be talking about pain tolerance, and the difference between good pain, bad pain,
and soreness.
Soreness, when you should work through the pain.
When you know you're hurt.
When you know you're hurt. All of that good stuff. And it's important to know because if you've stuck through your New Year's resolution goals...
Congratulations, you've already beat majority of people.
Yeah, 70% of people have dropped off by now, is the statistic, I believe.
Oh, it is drastic at the gym. Like, because I noticed, you know, Mondays are always packed, and by Friday it's already, you know, light. On Monday when I was there,
there was
little to no one.
We had Monday at the club, at Walnut Creek Sport and Fitness, packed. Massive amount of people. It was, like, wall-to-wall, constantly. And so... I don't know. I think it's because we have an older population. People get started on their New Year's resolutions a little bit later in life or later in the year. So, because I was thinking it probably takes them, you know, a week to figure out, oh, the New Year has come, and then a week to get to their car, and another week to get to the gym. So,
you just have so many members that actually they only ever really arrive once a week, but there's just so many old people that it looks like they're there all the time.
That's funny. Yeah, no. And of course, I'm joking. Like, the club is I say the mean age is 50 or 60, but it's probably younger than that. I mean, it's probably in its 40s, in all honesty.
I mean, most gyms, I think it's more of just senior citizens make their presence known more.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I know most of the old people, or the people there. Like, I talk to a good majority of people, and... You're absolutely right. The younger people, you have to... Because older people don't wear headphones. Younger
it's
people,
technology. It's weird.
Younger people, I mean, they have to do the move where they reach up and take their earplug out. And by that time, my witty remark has already fallen on deaf ears. And my remarks are witty, mind you. They're great. So, let's talk about some types of injuries that you could get and some types of pain that you could feel. So, in my... experience, there are two types of injuries that you can get if you generalize them. You have acute injuries, which happen on the spot. So it's like I'm doing a squat and it breaks my neck because I have the bar on my neck. Or I'm playing rugby and I fall and break my wrist. That's an acute injury. It happens
instantaneously.
Pretty much instantaneously. A chronic injury would be like plantar fasciitis or Achilles tendonitis or
soreness
or Tyler's shoulder.
Yes.
Because you keep throwing it over and over and over. And so within those, there are varying degrees of severity, but those are your two types of injuries, pretty much, in a nutshell.
Yes.
So in doing a little self-diagnosis, first and foremost, we have to say we're not doctors. So this is We just play them on TV. So make sure, I mean, if you have any doubt, go see your physician first. But if you're looking to self-diagnose yourself, here are some easy tips for you.
Yes.
And these are what we do.
This is what we do.
When we go through things.
And it's quite easy, a lot of things. In the aspect of acute pains and whatnot, usually those are cause and effect. Like, you know what you did.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's the, you dropped a weight on your foot. You over squatted and you kind of pulled something. Or you lifted too much and you pulled something. You hit something and you broke something. You know, like, you
right. can,
acute, I find to be the easiest because you know what you did.
Right.
It's not a hidden, how did I get here kind
right.
of a concept. The, you know, the ones that take some time, the
chronic
pains, the items that when it rains or gets cold, flares up.
Right.
Those ones are the ones that's like, what was the actual event or what is the reason for it? I have an awful shoulder. My right shoulder.
It's a bad shoulder.
It's what I, yeah, it's that I have a bad shoulder. Do I suck it up a lot of time? Yeah. Is there occasionally sometimes that I need to do some other things? Yeah. So it's kind of that you need to know what hurts. So I know my shoulders hurt. Medically, I know that I already have arthritis, tendonitis, and bone fragments floating around in my shoulder. Yeah. I got all this at the age of 20. And that's from playing water polo, shooting basketball, you know, like, just being athletic kind of a concept and not having good muscular distribution. I believe a lot of it is because it, I mean, this is kind of the result. So I was in a lot of pain with my shoulder, was acting up and all that stuff. I did steroid shots. I've done therapy with electrode stuff. I've done the band work. I've done, you know, everything that a doctor, like a doctor, physically has given me. And I finally got to the point where I was annoyed.
Uh-huh.
And I just decided to do it my way, which I'm not saying is always the best.
You pulled a Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, I just decided to do it my way, and it worked out better than what it was because I ended up just powering through it at a small rate, but I powered through it.
Right.
I built the muscle up around it. I worked on my back more. I worked on my shoulders and my chest. And in that, I built the muscle around it and I worked the tendons and all that stuff. So, you know, it's pouring down rain right now outside if you're in Northern California, and my shoulder's not tightening up and feeling weird. I was in New York 3 years ago, and I couldn't lift my arm parallel to my body.
Wow.
Because my shoulder was so much in pain.
That's intense.
So, I'm a big advocate of the figure out what it is,
mm-hmm.
do what the doctor said, because sometimes those work. So, I mean, it's the body. The body does weird things. It, you know, what works for me might not work for you, kind of a concept.
Absolutely.
I'm a big advocate of work through the pain.
Absolutely.
It's just kind of my...
Up until a point.
Oh, yeah. Up to a safety point.
Right. Like, I mean, it comes to that the foam rolling thing. You never want to work on a foam roller up until an 8 or a 9 on a pain scale of 10, right?
Yeah.
So between 1 and 10, you want to be like a 6 or a 7. Once you get to 8 and 9, your body just starts reacting poorly, etc. So if you decide to go Tyler's route and start working through your issues and pressing through the pain a little bit, make sure you're not like destroying your tissue. Yeah.
And in that, so I have a shoulder problem. So, you know, doing shoulder press, I would do the shoulder press. I would gradually increase weight. But the next mornings, or next mornings, the next morning, I wouldn't be at a point with my arm that I couldn't move it.
That's good.
I could still move my arm. Did I feel it? Yeah. I was a little bit sore. You know, just kind of a healthy sore.
Right.
It's, I can't really describe it besides that.
This kind of is a good segue into types of soreness.
Yeah.
And when to work out through them and when to take a rest day.
Yeah.
So usually the good kind of sore is when you wake up and you move the muscle and it takes a little bit more effort to extend the limb. So say you worked your biceps really hard the day before. If you can barely extend your elbow, that's a bad kind of pain. That means you worked way too hard. But if you extend it and it feels a little stiff.
Biceps perfect because we can talk about angles.
Right.
If you can't get it past a 90-degree angle, you worked out too much.
Right.
That's too much of a soreness and whatnot. I mean, you should be able to get to, that's 180.
Right.
If you're full straight extension. Out, it's 180.
Right.
You should still be able to do that, but you should feel it tight.
Tight. Exactly.
It should be tight at 180.
Right. So, say you do your upper body workout on Monday, and you're going to do it again on Wednesday. If you wake up and you can get to 45 degree, or you go to 90 with your arm, and can barely get past 90, you're not doing biceps that day.
Oh, there's been days that, I mean, you might be looking at your arm and flexing around now, people listening to this.
Uh-huh.
There's been days where I can't.
Right.
Because I was dumb and just overpowered.
Right. So that's a general guideline. But say you can get to 180 and you're still a little bit sore at that 180, what I'd recommend, say you're planning on doing a heavy day. So you're going to do a rep scale anywhere from 5 repetitions to 12 repetitions. That's pretty, heavy. What I would recommend is drop the weight down and do up in the 20s. So what you're going to do is you get more blood flow to the area and actually help it heal. And you kind of work through that soreness instead of just ripping the tissue all over again.
Oh, yeah. I'm reminded of a time I used to not work out my legs a lot. Most guys I find don't
do as much. I'm an outlier when that comes.
Yeah.
I love deadlifts.
Keelan loves doing legs.
Squats, split squats, rear elevated split squats, all that.
But I don't. And sorry. Basically, I was like, okay, I need to start doing legs. And I went all out on a leg. It was hard to walk for like 3 days. And I just kind of like stumbled around, like had to walk straight leg to thing. It was
not good.
It was hard.
Stairs were difficult.
Oh, I hated the stairs.
Right. So that's a pretty good overview of the kite. So if you're feeling stabbing pains, that's a good indicator of not working that day. So say you're a runner and you feel stabbing pains in your knee. That's an indicator that you're walking home at that point, in my mind.
Yeah. And what I was going to, because the stabbing concept to me was, like, I thought of, if you sit down in a chair with your arms next to your side, and it hurts, a body part hurts, that is a problem.
Right.
In the soreness department, I feel like it's okay when you're moving if it hurts.
Right.
Okay, then let's see how much I can move it. If I can still do the normal range that I could normally do and it still hurts, okay, that I can power through.
Right.
It's the, I'm doing nothing and it hurts. That I almost think is more the acute problems.
Right.
You know, like, okay, you did something that's a pinpointed event.
Or you then, overworked. Yeah. All of that.
So now that's where you're hurting. Okay, so, or then there's the, I'm moving it, but I can't get the range of movement I normally get, and it hurts.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's you overworked it 2 days ago. You know, like, you overworked it. Let's not do anything today.
Right.
That's the days that I would sleep.
You
know, like, I would sleep in. Because I work out in the mornings. The days that I wake up and I get up out of bed, and it's hard for me to walk to turn off my alarm, I then think, okay, I overworked my legs today. I'll stretch a little bit If it still doesn't feel good, I text my buddy. I'm like, hey, too sore. Not coming in today.
Right. And that to me is smart because sleep is directly tied into, we don't have time to get into it today, but tied into muscle growth. So if you're only getting 5 hours of sleep, your muscles are not recovering in given adequate time. So you need to sleep. I mean, if you're working hard, try and aim for 9 hours, in all honesty. Sleep more than the recommended time because your muscles recover during that time the best. So it's a good way to go. Now there's like chronic injuries. Let's talk about like braces and stuff like that. You know, a lot of times I see people put ankle wraps on or a knee wrap on or all that because, oh, like they say, I have a bad knee, I have a bad shoulder. What's your take on those? Because I have my opinion. I want to hear where you go with that.
Once again, I'm a work through the pain. The bad knees, I've never had one, but people that have bad knees, a part of me wants to go, well, maybe you should work out more and you won't have the bad knee. And because in my head, it's the logic of I had a bad shoulder, I powered through it, I don't have so much of a bad shoulder anymore. And, or it's like, well, maybe you should look at what you're doing because you're probably not doing it right.
That's exactly where my mind goes as well, especially with the bad knee and the bad ankle. I want to hit him and say, listen, if you don't strengthen the muscles around your knee and your ankle and your hips, you're going to hurt it more.
And it's that kind of that, you know, double-edged sword where it's like, okay, you have a bad knee, but to work it out, you have to work the bad knee.
Absolutely.
So in that, it is going to hurt, and it probably hurts more than normal people. Well, I'll give you that.
Here's the thing. You don't have to go, like, if you're doing squats, you can do a three-quarter squat. You don't have to go to parallel. You don't have to do a full-depth ass-to-grass squat.
Oh, yeah. I understand that.
And so when people, like, I tell people, oh, for your bad knee, you need to do lunges. You need to do one-legged Romanian deadlifts. You need to do partial squats. They're like, oh, but I have a bad knee. I have a bad knee. And I'm like, you're silly, though, because those muscles, if you don't use it, like with Tyler's shoulder, if he didn't use it, he would lose that range of motion.
Use it or lose it.
And as silly as it sounds, it's 100% true. I mean, guaranteed. Like, if you don't use that range of motion, you won't have it anymore. So,
And I think that's a lot of things. It's a good thing to think about.
Right. So, let's talk about cardio pains real quick. So say you're doing elliptical, you're out running, whatever. When is it, in your mind, time to stop when it hurts too much? Like, what kind of pain, in your mind, does it say, hey, Tyler, slow down, hey, Tyler, this?
I don't have knee problems, so I can't really comment on that, like, in a physical sense.
But, I mean, not even, like, joint issues, but, like, muscular or, you know, cardiovascular, anything like that. Do you have markers like that? Or, 'cause I know some people do and some people don't.
I'm more of a, I do this when I run, because I'm not much of a runner.
Right.
So I do get tired faster in the running concept. I will start running and I'll pick a point to run to. You know, we're running down the block. Okay, I'm going to make it to 3rd Street before I walk for a little bit. When I get to 3rd Street, I'll make another assessment. Am I good? Okay, let's go to 4th.
Right.
Am I good? Yeah, I'm pretty much the same that I felt on 2nd Street. So I bet you I can get all the way to 6th. I get to 6th. All right, it's starting to hurt a little bit more now. Okay, let's go to 7th. Okay, I kind of do a pace
ongoing
myself
assessment
in my running. And as it gets harder and harder, you kind of find points where it's like, okay, that was a longer point between it being difficult, like it upgrading in hardness.
Uh-huh.
So it's then a matter of when you want to stop at the hardness level.
Right. And I'm a big fan of the, if it's starting to hurt, slow down first and see if that helps you out. You know, you don't have to be going at your, you know,
oh, yeah, I'm
10
not saying
mile
sprint.
Pace. No, I'm just saying like, you, like not even with sprinting, like say you have your normal jogging pace, slow down that pace first, see if that fixes the problem, and just keep moving, and then after that, I like the ongoing assessment as well. So
that's gonna be my
Tyler's sleeping.
I'm yawning. But yeah, I would say just kind of keep assessing, and that's kind of with everything, with reps and stuff like that.
Yeah, like with my upper body, lower body workouts. All if I'm not feeling great, I'll, you know, do my normal warm up and all that, and then I'll put, you know, something on the bench or on the squat rack. And if it feels hard, I'll know, okay, today is a day I'm not going to put up a lot of weight. But if it feels easy, I'll jump into my normal workout. So really feel how your body adjusts to the different stimulus. So,
and it's kind of that, just listen to your body.
Yep.
And when in doubt, I say it's better to rest.
I agree. Say you're hurting, you're not sure. Do some foam rolling, massage it out, stretch it out, and then that's about
it's
good.
It's better to play it safe than to really get hurt.
Yeah, because you hear more cases about people overworking than underworking with injuries, so I agree.
Once again, we're not actual doctors, so right. Don't sue us.
This is just our opinion, and this is what we do. These are not recommendations for what you should do.
So take everything with a grain of salt.
Yes. Make sure you consult your physician, et cetera, et cetera. If you sue us, I'm just going to play this back for your lawyer, and he'll say, hey, they covered their asses, because this is not a recommendation.
No.
Yeah. All right, and who knows, maybe this is not legally sound. I don't really give a crap.
I don't care.
Just know that...
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
Just be aware. Like,
know your body.
Your body, your issue.
Right.
You get to choose how you handle it.
True. All right, we're going to get out of here. Tyler, take us out.
Forgot what I was doing this week.
Zumba was the first one, and then I think strip aerobics was the second one. You're doing group exercise classes.
I was
doing
group exercise. So let's go with Tybo.
Tybo was it yesterday.
So let's go with strip aerobics.
Strip aerobics. All right, you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.
He got a glimpse in the bathroom mirror of a man with his pick of girls. One a nice one a crease in his pillow. One a name he don't want to know. Twists as he can bathe in temptation. Maybe he'll love you when he's had his fill.